This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. While no one condones the modern-day acts of piracy that have become frequent off the coast of the eastern African nation of Somalia, there are some readily understood reasons behind this nautical crime wave. John Reed, president of the Sebastopol-based Conservation Strategy Fund, says it grew out of the collapse of the Somali national government.
The piracy is really a function of people running out of options in a place where there's no law and order. And when people are subject to unemployment, they'll look to natural resources as their safety net, as the place to go to find food, shelter, and their basic necessities. If that safety net is taken away, they turn to the next option, or at least some people do, which in this case is criminal activity on the high seas.
The key step in that sequence, one which is often overlooked, is the loss of their natural resource. For the coastal Somali people, that resource was fish.
The coast of Somalia has been a tuna fishery for a long time, and the fishery has been overexploited in large part by illegal vessels from Europe and other areas outside of Somalia.
And Reed adds, some of those foreign vessels were doing more than fishing.
The other problem that's often cited is illegal dumping of hazardous and even nuclear waste on the Somali coastline, the contamination of which has been worsened after the tsunami of 2005.
So with no government to patrol and defend their national waters, some Somali fishermen began to take on that role themselves.
The fishermen took it upon themselves to be the sheriffs, so they were stopping fishing vessels and exacting their own taxes and fees for the fishermen to operate in Somali waters. The fishermen who were taxed might have called that piracy from the get-go, and of course it's escalated to ships that have absolutely nothing to do with fishing.
The piracy problem has now reached a point where a coordinated national response is coalescing to combat and avoid them. But Reed warns that this underlying scenario is one that is likely to play out repeatedly elsewhere around the world in the years ahead.
This could be a tame precursor to what we see if the natural resource base on which local people depend is compromised in different parts of the world. And the thing that has the greatest potential to do that now is climate change. Climate change can change the ways in which people are able to make a living all over the world. It can change the crops that they grow. It can make the rainfall they're expecting inconsistent. It can change the wild species on which they may depend for their protein. And that applies both on land and on sea.
Not only will climate change have sweeping impacts on the natural resources that societies all over the planet depend on, Reed notes that rising oceans have the potential to displace millions of people who live in low-lying coastal and river delta regions. The best tactic for the United States and other developed nations to protect their own interests, he adds, is to move quickly to abate the factors that are driving global warming. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.